Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic mentor. Ever feel like the world's a bit, well, harsh? You know that feeling when negativity seems to stick around longer than that last bite of pizza you swore you were just gonna have one slice of? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We can actually choose kindness as our superpower. In today's episode, we're diving into the stoic practice of daily acts of kindness and generosity. It's not about becoming some sappy, overly nice person though that can be pretty awesome. It's about recognizing that even small gestures can ripple outwards and make a real difference in someone's day and ultimately, our own lives. Think of it like this. Your life is a series of interconnected moments, like a giant chain reaction. Every act of kindness you do, no matter how small, adds another link to that chain, building something stronger, brighter, more beautiful. So, what are some practical ways we can sprinkle kindness and generosity into our day? Well, first off, ditch the "I'm too busy" excuse. Seriously, 5 minutes of your time can make a world of difference. Offer a genuine compliment to a stranger, hold the door open for someone struggling with groceries, or simply smile at the barista making a latte. You'd be surprised how much power those simple actions pack. Next stop, remember the golden rule: treat others how you want to be treated. This isn't just some fluffy saying, it's a powerful framework for navigating our interactions. Think about what makes you feel good, and try to replicate that kindness in your own actions. Now, let's talk about gratitude. It's like the secret weapon of happiness, boosting our mood and making us more open to giving back. Take a moment each day to appreciate the little things: a warm cup of coffee, a sunny sky, a good laugh with a friend. When we cultivate a sense of thankfulness, it naturally spills over into acts of kindness. Here's another stoic gem: practice empathy. Put yourself in other people's shoes, try to understand their perspectives, and show compassion even when things get tough. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles, and sometimes just a listening ear can make all the difference. And finally, don't underestimate the power of forgiveness. Holding on to grudges only hurts us in the long run. Practice letting go of resentment, offering forgiveness even if it's difficult, and focus on building positive relationships. Ever had that day where everything feels like it's going wrong? Maybe you spilled your coffee, missed a bus, or got stuck in traffic. Now imagine someone cuts you off while you're driving. You know that immediate urge to get angry, right? But what if instead of reacting with frustration, you took a deep breath and simply acknowledged the situation without judgment? Maybe they were late for an important appointment, maybe they're having a tough day, or maybe they just made a simple mistake. Whatever the reason, choosing not to engage in negativity allows you to stay calm and focused, setting the tone for the rest of your day. By letting go of that initial reaction, you create space for kindness and understanding, even in challenging situations. So remember, folks, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good concept, it's a powerful practice with real benefits. Kindness strengthens our community, reduces stress, boosts happiness, and ultimately makes the world a better place. Start small, be consistent, and watch the magic unfold. Today's challenge is simple. Make one intentional act of kindness today. It could be anything: hold the door open for someone, offer a genuine compliment, or simply lend a listening ear. Share your experience with me on social media using hashtag MindGym. Let's spread some good vibes together. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.